A 2,500-man security force, loyal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and his Fatah movement, has deployed in the West Bank town of Jenin in a new challenge to the government led by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Members of the so-called Special Protection Unit marched in the streets carrying a picture of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. About 70 of the men were armed. Members of the new force say it is a response to Hamas deployment of a similar unit in Gaza 2 weeks ago. That led to gun battles between Hamas and Fatah militiamen, raising fears of a Palestinian civil war. Israeli analyst Gil Yaron says Fatah, which lost parliamentary elections in January, is settling accounts with Hamas.
I think they have reversed roles, and Fatah is openly saying it. They're saying, you know, exactly what you did to us when we are in power, we're going to do to you so you won't have a chance to succeed.
Aggravating tensions are international sanctions that have left the Hamas government flat broke. The salaries of 165,000 government employees are 3 months overdue. The U.S. and Europe have offered to restore hundreds of millions of dollars in aid if Hamas renounces violence and recognizes Israel, but the group has refused. To alleviate the financial crisis, Palestinian banks have decided to provide interest-free loans to some 40,000 government employees. The banks had been reluctant to cooperate with the Hamas government, fearing U.S. sanctions. But the loans were announced after four armed Palestinian factions threatened to attack the banks if salaries to government workers were not paid. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.